Welcome to episode 101 of the Empowerment Coach podcast. I hope we are all well. It is the 21st of May today. This will be going out on the 22nd. I always tend to record it on the Wednesday where possible. So it's all scheduled and ready to rock on the Thursday. So this will be going out on Thursday, the 22nd of May. How the fluff is it this far through the year already? Anyway. What I'm going to share with you this week is something that's happened to me within the week, and it's been a massive, massive shift in a lot of things in kind of identity and my routine and my thought process. And it's came from something that's kind of out of the blue. So last week, obviously, I was buzzing at my tree. Done my retreat, done my speaking, and it was amazing. And I'm so blessed that I get to do this. Now, obviously, I train, I run, it's a huge part of who I am. And I went back to training on the Tuesday, and I felt a little pull in my back, a little niggle. And I've had this little niggle on and off for quite a while, and I have adapted round about it. And so I did listen, and I put the bar down, and I was like, right, okay, we'll go do something else, we'll go and adapt. And that was fine. I went to do my upper session on Wednesday, and the same, I didn't really have any. It was my back was totally fine. And then later on Wednesday afternoon, I was looking for costumes, and I literally leaned over to pick up a costume that probably weighs about half a pound, and my back completely went, like completely went. There was this, like, it was almost like an electric bolt. That went through my back, and I just froze and ended up kneeling down on my living room floor. Phoned my son and was like, "Where are you? I can't move." But I managed to get myself up and get myself moving, and I had classes at night, which was a struggle, but managed. And it's still been like this thing, like this. It's been like a weird feeling, a weird feeling. Although it's much better than it was on the Wednesday when it first happened. It's just got this air of like something, and very awareness of like the weakness there, and my hips been feeling really stuck, and that was feeling actually stuck before. It's actually been still feeling stuck really from the Monday. Anyway, I contacted my sports therapist, and she was like, "You need to go to a chiropractor. We've exhausted all different things with regards to your body. Go and see a chiropractor." So booked time for a chiropractor session, and went to see him on Tuesday. So this put the brakes on everything that I love, like everything, well, not everything, but a lot of the things that I love. So gym sessions, runs, heavy lifting. And through this pause, I have discovered some powerful lessons about transformation, balance, and the art of truly listening. So I went to the chiropractor yesterday, which was Tuesday, and he confirmed something that I really didn't expect. One hip was rotated slightly forward, and the other one slightly backward. And it has been that imbalance for however many years. He actually doesn't know, because I've had so many different traumas to my whole pelvis area, like my split pelvis when I was pregnant, like obviously sections, like I fell on my tailbone twice, like with quite force. He's no idea how long it's been rotated like this for, but the likelihood is it's been a number of years. So when I look back over the last wee period of time, obviously I am perimenopausal. Well, I said that's not actually obvious, because I'm quite classed as quite young for being perimenopausal, but it's definitely been a lot of things that's been going on that is definitely perimenopause. But the writing's been on the wall, like the chronic inflammation, the bloating, the fatigue, the endless little niggles and injuries, my knee, my back, my ankle, my random injuries, my stupid falls and stuff like that. I broke my finger by the weights falling on my finger, stuff like that. So I've been running on adrenaline, and not really in a good way. My cortisol levels are definitely through the roof. I remember saying to one of my friends, like, I feel that in my body. And it's definitely left me with adrenal fatigue. Now, my friend's a hormonal health coach. She talks about adrenal fatigue all the time, and about how damaging it is to your body. So for a moment, I'm just going to talk about it. I don't know it in massive depth. I just know from what I feel and what Lindsay speaks about. But when your body is effectively flooded with cortisol every single day, even after your what would be deemed as good workouts, they can become harmful stressors. So for me, heavy lifting, long runs, things that I actually love to do, the runs are questionable love. I do, it's a love-hate thing, but I do love the feeling that a feeling of finishing it. They were actually driving me into a deeper exhaustion. Does that sound familiar? The chiropractor said to me, basically, my body's been in my hips and pelvis have been in a state of like level one of healing, which is inflammation for all these years, because obviously everything then reassesses, rejigs to compensate. So I got some alignment resets, and wow, is all I'm going to say about that. But if this all sounds familiar, perhaps you've been pushing too hard, and this is something that I would absolutely struggle to admit before, until my body has made me stop and made me think. Are you wondering why you're feeling worse instead of better? That is your body literally whispering to slow down. So admitting I needed this rest was huge. So I have took the decision to stop weight training. So I've not been in the gym since last Wednesday, so it's a week. I've not ran. I've actually not run in a few weeks because of other things that was going on. Maybe about 2 or 3 weeks I've not ran for. And I'm really focusing on making sure that my body is healing and that everything is coming back to a homeostasis, because I've obviously had this bladder pain for a number of years. Now, who knows if they're connected, but I would love to know if it can all be connected. Because if inflammation's in the joint, does that transpire over to your organs? I would love to know if that's a thing. But actually, when you're lifting and when you're running, and it's so good for you, like lifting and strength training is so good for you as you age. It's so good for you. I have been strength training for probably about 7 years, maybe, but really going hell for leather in the last four or so. I don't really take all that much rest. My rest days are normally the days that I'm teaching for a long time, so therefore there's not really a although there's a I'm not in the gym per se, I am definitely not a rest day. So I suppose my body has just been go. So admitting I needed that rest has been a massive shift for me in this week. Fitness is a huge part of my identity. It fuels me, it centers me, it makes me feel strong, it makes me feel progressive, it makes me feel like accomplished. But this past week has showed me that I was more off balance than I actually even realized. So I have made the choice to step back without guilt, without pressure, and just an intention that I will heal. And that decision felt really strange, because it almost felt wrong, because I equate progress with action. And sometimes, and it's something that I'm still working on, like sometimes true progress means pausing. And this is a huge realization for me, for sure. So the lesson is to know when to push and know when to pull back. If you never slow down, then you're never going to hear the deeper messages, the posture messages, the hormones, the patterns that have been ignored. Warning signs are not obstacles, they are guideposts. Your body is communicating with you. Going backwards, so to speak, isn't failure, it's preparation for your next leap, because certainly like, there's an element of you that thinks, oh my God, my progress that I've made is going to go backwards, and I'm going to lose all my muscle and da 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 da. And there is these thoughts have went through my head, but I just need to keep reminding myself that actually, if I can get to a space of healing and my body feels safe, then when I go back into the gym, it'll be much more progress and much more it'll adapt much better. Because at the moment, when my body being in such a high cortisol state with adrenal fatigue, my body is trying to protect itself. It's almost like in a scarcity. It's in like a survival mode, so it's not going to be doing the things that is meant, quote unquote, meant to do, because it's so busy trying to survive. And it's something that is a huge, huge shift that I've had recently. So with me allowing myself to rest, I'm reminding myself that I am not derailing my journey. I'm just giving my body the space it needs to come back stronger. And initially, I was like, right, see, because I'm not doing gym, I'll do an extra 5,000 steps a day. And it was, and that was out of absolute like control, trying to still control things. But in my mind, I'm still, it's still like push, push, push. So actually, this morning, I actually was like, I need to, I, like, I definitely need to keep walking because of this back and stuff like that. Motion is lotion, as the chiropractor said to me. But I'm walking for a purpose of healing, rather than I'll then walking for a purpose of I need to hit such and such and such, such and such steps or such and such movement or such and such like level of expenditure, because if my body is still in an expended state, it is not going to heal. And it's that is such a hard shift to like to have in your head when you have been in a certain space. And I've not been in an expenditure mode for a long period of time. But my body has definitely been changing recently, and I now get why. So I suppose this little podcast is just a reminder. Like, I am all for push. I am all for like the only way out is through. Like, you need to push. Like, if and for to gain progress, sometimes you need to push in loads of different directions. You need to focus, you need to drive, you need to do the things you don't want to do, blah blah blah. I'm all for that, like I absolutely am. But you have to listen to your body. Transformation is not a straight line. It's not always measured by the heavier weights getting lifted or running faster miles or longer miles. Sometimes it is in the invisible work, like the getting your hips adjusted, like rebalancing your hormones, like grounding, like meditation, like breath work, like healing, literally healing yourself from the inside out. And so this week reminded me of that. And I hope it reminds you too that wellness is holistic. Healing is an ecosystem of rest, movement, nourishment, and deep, deep listening. And then when your body is in a state of thriving, then when your body's in that state, it can then push and progress and tear and grow and all that jazz. But when you're ignoring your body whispers, what part of your life is begging you to slow down, reflect, and align? Where are you ignoring those body whispers? Take a moment today to just check in, breathe, scan your body and ask, what do I need right now? Because sometimes what you need and what you want are two different things. For sure, for me, what I want is to be in my and doing my sessions and ticking them off and feeling that strength and feeling that accomplishment. But what my body needs is restoration, repair, healing. And it's something that I have to remind myself while I'm going through this process. It's something that's brand new to me. So if this episode's resonated with you at all, please do share it with a friend. It's very different in the sense from a lot of things that I talk about, because I do talk about like pushing forward and growth and all that sort of stuff. So it's very different. It's a very different perspective. If you know a friend that's been pushing too hard, please share it with them. If you'd like to dive deeper into creating balance and transformative routines, then stay tuned. I have a bunch of stuff coming up. You guys know I have my new retreat launched. It's going to be in September, which I'm buzzing about. But I've also got some other things under the radar that are kind of on the route of being announced and exposed. But until next time, remember that your greatest strength comes from honouring your whole self. I hope that served you well today. Have a magical, magical day. Bye.